Can I say one final thing about Ron Paul, since everyone seems so interested in him, and I guess we have to go here in a minute. You know, I'm not going to apologize at all for a lot of people. When they criticize Ron Paul, have to preface their criticism by saying, you know, well, he's a good guy and it brings a lot to the debate. I actually don't buy that. I don't think he's a particularly good guy. I think he'd be better for the Republican Party. And I will say this, I've thought about this some. I think it'd be better for the Republican Party if he left the Republican Party. A lot of Republicans are spending a lot of time. How do we keep Ron Paul in the tent? How do we make sure he doesn't go third party?
Including his other opponents?
Yes, and his opponents being very nice to him on the stage. Republicans spent a lot of time keeping Pat Buchanan in the tent in 92 and 96. He gave a primetime speech in the 92 convention. That didn't really help President Bush's reelection run. He did well in the 96 primaries. I guess he supported Bob Dole. I don't think Bob Dole won. He left the party in 99, and a lot of people, and I was one of them, said goodbye and good riddance. You're not in the mainstream of the Republican Party. Go run as a Reform Party candidate, as an independent candidate. He did in 2000. He didn't get many votes, and actually George W. Bush, I think, was helped. The Republican Party was helped to be free of Buchanan's extreme isolationism, protectionism, anti-Israel views, and the like. Ron Paul's a little different from Pat Buchanan, but he's no better, in my view. And I actually think the Republican Party would be benefited in the long run, but even in the short run.
Even in this 2012 election?
Yes. Just look how many Democrats and independents are voting for Paul in these primaries.
So you think it would hurt President Obama in a general election?
No, I don't know, honestly, but I would just feel more comfortable as a Republican and as a conservative saying, you know what, our party... If Ron Paul can do whatever he wants, and his supporters obviously can do whatever they want, and if he wants to support whoever the Republican nominee is, people are free to support whoever they want. But I don't think anyone should plead with him not to run or to stay in the party, and I would be comfortable in a general election if Mitt Romney or Rick Santorum or Newt Gingrich were standing as the Republican in the Reagan tradition and debating both Barack Obama and Ron Paul.
Let's try to get in.